American woman. It's the Kim Monson Show, analyzing the most important stories.
I find that it takes work to get your brain around these ideas, and it takes work to engage in these conversations.
The latest in politics and world affairs.
With what is happening down at the State House, I used to think that it was above my pay grade to read the legislation, and it's not.
Today's current opinions and ideas.
I see big danger in as much as we will be giving an unelected bureaucrat the power to make rules about what we inject into our body.
Is it freedom or is it force? Let's have a conversation.
Indeed, let's have a conversation, and welcome to the Kim Monson Show. Thank you to each and every one of you for listening. You're each treasured, valued. You have purpose today. Strive for excellence. Take care of your heart, your soul, your mind, your body. Live with intention. You were made for this moment. And thank you to this team that I get to work with. That's producer Steve, Zach, Patty, Keith, Charlie, all the people here at Crawford Broadcasting. Producer Steve, happy Thursday.
I don't know how many hours it is past that other day that we don't talk about, but yes, thank you. And then tomorrow is, you know, TGIF, so.
Well, it is, and can you believe that Thanksgiving is 1 week from today?
No.
Oh, my gosh. But we have so much to be grateful for. So I think we have a lot to be grateful for, all the challenges and opportunities that are facing us. But anyway, check out our website. That's Kim Monson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. You can email me at kim@kimmonson.com as well. And thank you to all of you who support us. And you know what it is, Steve? It is a Levine Levy Thursday.
And you're grateful for that, aren't you?
I am very grateful for that. In studio with me is two of my great sponsor partners of both of the shows, The Kim Monson Show and America's Veteran Stories with Kim Monson. And Karen Levine, I was thinking, how was I going to introduce you? And initially in my mind, I'm like, you are my oldest sponsor. And I thought, no, I can't say that. You are my longest sponsor. I think you were, I mean, you've really been with us almost from day one.
Oh, go ahead, say it.
she is my youngest, longest sponsor.
Yes.
How's that?
I like that. That sounds nice.
Okay. And you know her. She's an award-winning realtor with Max Alliance, and it's great to have you here, and I so value you.
Well, you know, we love being here and helping your listeners understand what's happening in the world of real estate and home ownership.
And you're just back from the big annual meeting.
I am. I was at the National Association of Realtors annual conference, and our board of directors was very busy. Have some great news with regards to the bipartisan bill that are less.
There's great news on a $1.something trillion spending
there
bill?
There is, because the real estate industry prevailed and home ownership was protected. And good. So our efforts, you know, paid off.
Okay. Well, that's good, because we realize that having the opportunity to own your own home is a great way to create wealth. And Lauren Levy, you're a specialist in the mortgage arena. You work with a lot of different lenders, so you can really get what is just right for an individual, whether or not it's going to be a new home or a refinance or these reverse mortgages. With yields so low out there, that's something you're seeing people, 62 and older, is that right?
That's right, yep. And they've become really popular because of what you're saying, with yields being low and people looking for extra income. Most of the time, their largest asset is their home, and they are looking to find a way to get some, take some of the equity out to live off of it.
Okay, because it used to be they could go to the bond market or CDs.
Or money market bank
money
accounts.
Money market, and the yields are so low right now. So you're helping a lot of people with that. The other thing about that is, you really need to talk to a specialist like you, Lauren, because there's some nuances with that, with the family. You don't want any surprises within that arena.
That's right. You want to make sure everyone's protected and that they keep their house as long as they want to stay in it, and that they don't, you know, moreover mortgage a family legacy home that the kids may want and the parents don't even know. So there's just some conversations to have as you're going through it.
And how can people reach you?
Best way is just call 303-880-8881.
And Karen, your number?
303-877-7516.
Okay, well, we've got a lot to talk about here. So let's go ahead and jump into this. First thing, America's Veteran Stories. You both sponsor that show as well. is we're going to be rebroadcasting an interview we did with the Marine pilot Nellie Paylor. And a fascinating interview. He was he's a Vietnam veteran. And so be sure and check that out at 3 p.m. on Sunday. And then, Steve, it actually, Charlie has worked it out, producer Charlie's worked it out, so that we are broadcast three times with three different shows.
Yeah, American's Veterans Story will air three times on a week, given any given weekend. The Sunday afternoon at 3 is the newest one, the one that we most recently produced. And with the exception of this week, you just said it is a replay. But then Saturday and then Sunday, what, at 10 o'clock p.m.?
Yeah, Sunday at 10 and Saturday at 10.
Yeah, then he runs other ones. But so the point is that three AVS shows will run, but not the same one.
Yes, so be sure and check that out. And I learn so much when I sit down and do these interviews. So, Lauren, Karen, thank you so much for sponsoring that. Our quote for today, we're going to be talking about inflation. Dr. Murray Sabrin will be calling in here in the second segment. But I'm trying to get my brain around the different economic theories. And John Maynard Keynes, is that how you say it, Lauren? Mm-hmm. Okay, the Keynesian style of economics. So here we go. This is a quote that he had, but I wanted to give a little bit of a background, and I know you know a little bit more about this than I do. Lauren, and that is Keynesian economics is named after British economist John Maynard Keynes, and are the various macroeconomic theories and models of how aggregate demand, total spending in the economy, strongly influences economic output and inflation. In the Keynesian view, aggregate demand does not necessarily equal the productive capacity of the economy. Instead, it is influenced by a host of factors. And my understanding, Lauren, has been that, and I think this says this, when you're looking at the total amount of money in the economy, I've always thought that Keynesian always liked debt, always liked to incur debt and looked at that big number. Is that correct or not?
I'm not 100% sure about debt. My understanding was that he believed in the free market and that the markets would be self-sufficient and efficient, but at points in time when you had high demand, you'd have inflation, and if you had low demand, you'd have recession, and that's when the government would kick in, whether it be the Federal Reserve through monetary policy or Congress through fiscal policy, to help out in those extremes. But the rest of the time, the market would just be efficiently running itself.
Okay. Once government gets involved in things, I don't think it works out so well. So with that, I'm just trying to figure out
that a little bit now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what we're seeing now is government-induced inflation. When we've had Jay Davidson on with First American State Bank, I was talking about inflation. He said, Kim, there's two different kinds of inflation. There's the good inflation, which you talked about, an economy that's humming. Mm-hmm. And there's more demand for goods and services. And so that organically increases prices. But what we're seeing now, Lauren, with 11% inflation?
It's hard. It's a hard balancing act. This has been going on for years now, right? Because we did have a shock in 2008 and 2009. Mm-hmm. Nobody will argue that. Mm-hmm. And the Federal Reserve stepped in, and most people think rightfully so, to save what could have been a bank crash. I mean, we don't know what could have happened, right?
Okay.
And so they acted and they lowered interest rates. And here, and the question all along has been, how do they get out of that? How do we return to normal? And it's been going on for a long time where they've tried to get out and then they had to step back in. Now they're trying to get out again, but they're just starting that in November of trying to get out little by little.
And that's the tapering.
That's
right?
The tapering. And that the tapering starts it. And then when the tapering's over, that leads to interest rate increases. Okay. And then the question is, are they going to do it too soon, too late, right on time? Is it going to be smooth coming out? Or could they create a shock?
Okay.
And it'll be, we don't know.
Well, and additionally, what this said, it said Keynesian economics, as part of the neoclassical synthesis, served as the standard macroeconomic model in the developed nations during the later part of the Great Depression, World War II, and the post-war economic expansion, 45 through 73. It lost some influence following the oil shock and resulting stagflation of the 70s. Mm-hmm. Keynesian economics was later redeveloped as new Keynesian economics, becoming part of the contemporary new neoclassical synthesis that forms one current-day theory on macroeconomics. Said the advent of the financial crisis of 2000-2008 sparked renewed interest in Keynesian thought. But Lauren, my understanding is the financial crisis of 2007-2008 could go back to Barney Frank and Bill Clinton and government. Yes? No?
Yeah, I think there's a lot to say about that because they were the ones that were, and, you know, listen, there's the thing about home ownership and the American dream, but then there's the way do you get to it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they were really promoting things like coming up with banking programs that let anybody buy a house.
Government,
you know,
programs.
We joke about the fog and mirror, you can get a loan type of thing where 0% down, interest only all the way. It didn't matter if you even had a job, as long as you had a good enough credit score. You didn't have to verify income. All those programs are programs that they kind of pushed the banks to develop, and then it exploded. And then now the reason I don't think we're facing a crisis in homeownership is because people do have down payments. They have verified their jobs with their pay stubs and their W-2s, and so it's not the Wild West like it was in, mm-hmm. you know, 2000, early 2000 to 2008.
I remember, Lauren, in the middle of the night, I had a neighbor. I liked them very much. All of a sudden, a U-Haul truck pulled up kind of in the middle of the night, and they moved. They were gone. The house was in foreclosure.
And the thing back then is people didn't have as much of a dog in the fight. Now, mm-hmm. if I'm sitting on a house that's worth $700,000 and I owe $400 on it, I'm going to fight. I'm going to get a second job, maybe a third job, whatever I have to do to pay that mortgage. I'm not going to walk away from all that equity.
Right.
But if I had bought a house with zero down, what do I lose?
Well, and to that point, Karen Levine, skin in the game, I think across the spectrum is very important. And so what have you seen? Because you've been through that whole boom and bust. So what's your comments on that?
Well, we did see people becoming homeowners that should not have become homeowners. I remember a transaction where I was representing the seller, and we got an offer on that property, and there were investors out there giving quiet or silent seconds, so you could go and get a second for your down payment and then come in and buy the property. And I had asked her to seek tax advice to make sure she was protected, and she did, and she got very good advice, and the buyer bought the property, and 6 to 9 months later, I got a raging phone call from a fellow real estate professional telling me that I had done something incorrectly. And I said, no, I didn't. And here's the settlement statement that explains the transaction. Everything was disclosed. Well, come to find out, that young homeowner never made a house payment, lived in that home for 2.5 years for free. And then it went into foreclosure, but she didn't care because she had no equity position.
No skin in the game.
Right. So we look at today's environment, and the government stepped in during the COVID disruption. And we
Which
did,
they created
right,
because of their reaction.
Right. But they responded with mortgage forbearance, which afforded people the opportunity to not make their house payment during this crisis that we're in. And the best part is, even though they stepped in and were helping the American citizens stay in their home, there is now equity position for most of those people. So if they're not able to catch up those payments, if they're not in a position to get right with their mortgage, we potentially will see some homes come on the market this spring, but they won't be foreclosed homes because they will put their home on the market
because they have some equity, but they'll be in a way kind of forced out of their home. Yes? No?
No, because they got to live there, Kim,
okay,
for a period of time, literally for free.
Okay.
Because
yeah,
they didn't make a house payment.
Okay.
And more importantly, they're going to sell at market rate.
Okay.
They're not going to come in and be a comp that's $200,000 less than the neighbors and ruin
exactly
the neighborhood for a while.
Okay.
They're
pull
gonna,
that value
they're
going to
set a regular comp.
Okay. Okay.
So it's actually a much healthier environment than where we were during the
That's
the Great Recession.
I get asked all the time, do you think we're in another housing crisis? And there's still people moving to Colorado all the time, so it builds us up,
okay,
and insulates us, I think. And a lot of the loan programs that were tricky are gone.
Yeah.
Okay. Boy, I learned so much when you two are in here, and we'll really focus on those conversations in the third and fourth segment. We're going to talk with Dr. Murray Sabrin here in just a minute about, he was just recently on the show. We're going to talk about inflation. When we saw that number, double-digit inflation, I just about fell off my chair. But I did want to get to this quote by John Maynard Keynes, and he said, Lenin is said to have declared that the best way to destroy the capitalist system was to debauch the currency by a continuing process of inflation governments can confiscate secretly and unobserved an important part of the wealth of their citizens. By this method, they not only confiscate, but they confiscate arbitrarily. And while the process impoverishes many, it actually enriches some. The sight of this arbitrary rearrangement of riches strikes not only at security, but at confidence in the equity of the existing distribution of wealth. Okay, I think maybe we'll go to break on that and see what Dr. Murray Sabrin has to say about that. But before
put the pressure on him.
No pressure. Yeah. What's your final thought? Before we do that, though, want to give a shout out to another great partner of both the shows. That's Hooters Restaurants. They have five locations. That is Loveland, Westminster, Aurora, Lone Tree, and Colorado Springs. We're coming into the holiday season, a great time to get together with friends. And they have lunch specials. They have happy hour specials. Kids eat free on Saturday with the purchase of an adult entree. And so be sure and check out my website. I have all my sponsors there. Highly recommend them. And we're going to go to break. When we come back, we'll be talking with Lauren Levy. He's in studio. Karen Levine's in studio. And Dr. Murray Sabrin. Stay tuned.
With the federal government printing money, it looks like inflation is on the horizon. That is why you should lock in a low rate now on your mortgage. Lauren Levy with Polygon Financial Group is here to help. Lauren works with a variety of lenders to assist you in finding the mortgage that is just right for you. Locking in a low rate now will save you thousands of dollars over the life of your loan. Don't procrastinate. Don't wait any longer. Call Lauren today at 303-880-8881. That's 303-880-8881.
You'd like to get in touch with one of Kim Munson's sponsors, but you can't recall their phone number. Find a full list of advertising partners on Kim's website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim, M-O-N-S-O-N.com.
And welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That is kimmunson.com. And you can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. In studio with me is Karen Levine. She is an award-winning realtor with RE/MAX Alliance, probably my longest sponsor. It's just great to have you here.
Longest.
My longest.
That's good. Not oldest.
Not oldest. My longest. And Lauren Levy, who's also been a sponsor for quite some time. You're a sponsor for both the shows, and I so appreciate you. We'll be talking about housing and the economy in the third and fourth segment. But on the line with me is Dr. Murray Sabrin. He's a professor of finance at the Annisfield School of Business at Ramapo College, and he's run for public office in New Jersey, and wanted to talk with him. He was on just recently, and he's written several different books. Dr. Sabrin, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Kim. It's great to be with you this early morning.
Yes, and I had given this John Maynard Keynes quote, and wanted to see what you think about that.
Well, the irony is that most economists have done the opposite in terms of the recommendations for policymakers, is they've called for more and more monetary inflation over the years. And what we've seen the last year is stunning, Kim. I have a chart in front of me from the Federal Reserve showing that the money supply has zoomed, and that's why there's so much money in people's pockets. And one of the reasons that people are not so hesitant to pay the higher prices because they're so flush with cash. Mm. The money supply has increased by trillions of dollars in the last year because of all these stimulus programs under both Trump and Biden. And so what we're seeing is what Keynes warned about decades ago, and yet policymakers keep on making the same mistake, print money in order to boost the economy. What we do know is that creates bubbles, and that's what I wrote about in my Federal Reserve book. That's what I talked about in my new book on navigating the boom-bust cycle for entrepreneurs. And so everything that happens in history keeps on repeating itself because the powers that be think that they have the golden goose, which is just printing money, which is just a fool's errand, because eventually this ends in a crash, as we've seen over the decades.
Dr. Sabrin, and we were talking, I think, before you got on the line about having skin in the game. And one thing that has concerned me is baby boomers, people that might be on Social Security, I think sometimes haven't really thought about monetary policy as much. And in doing so, have voted, I'm probably not. I'm trying to make some sense here. I'm concerned that people haven't really been watching monetary policy. They haven't really cared about Social Security. They've been on a fixed income, haven't really worried about things because we haven't had a lot of inflation. But now that we're looking at inflation, there's no way that those on fixed incomes are going to be keeping up. We talked to Lauren about reverse mortgages as a way for people to start to get some income. But this really hurts them. But yet I feel like sometimes baby boomers have not voted for policies that and for politicians that would keep inflation low. Am I making any sense there?
Well, absolutely, because the biggest scandal in America today, which no one is writing about except people at the Mises Institute, I wrote an article recently about that, is that inflation's running at 6.2% for the past 12 months. Now, in the past, when inflation was that high, we would get a decent rate of return on our savings accounts at the bank or money market funds. We're getting 0%. I looked at my money market account the other day. It's 0.02%. So, in other words, if you have $10,000 in a money market account or a savings account, you should be getting around $500 a year in interest. You're getting zero. So, basically, your wealth is declined by $500, and no one's screaming about this. I and some other people have been writing about it, and this is a big scandal. The politicians are totally ignoring it. In fact, I spoke to my local congressman so he could hopefully introduce a piece of legislation that would allow people to deduct on their tax returns the loss of interest that they would have gotten if we had normal interest rates. And I'm going to keep on beating the drum on this issue, because this is probably the worst scandal in American financial history that no one is talking about in the mainstream media, that the average saver is totally getting shafted, to use a non-technical financial term, because of the monetary policy that the Federal Reserve has been implementing for the past couple of years. And like I said, this doesn't end well. I'm looking at a chart of the Consumer Price Index for the last 60, 70 years, and it shows every time inflation accelerates, we have a major recession. So the question is, how longer will this inflation occur? And there's a good chance that it may occur over the next several years, even though people on Wall Street say, you know, it's going to be transitory. But again, if you look at inflation cycles, they can last anywhere from 5 to 10 to 15 years. And we just started the process. So the question is, how much longer could it last? And your guest that and your sponsors in real estate know what's going on in real estate. We have another huge bubble going on all across the country as people are taking low interest rates and building up the price of houses. Houses are selling in some communities in an hour after they go on the market, which is not a normal market. It's an example of an overheated market because of low interest rates given us to us by the Federal Reserve, which is great for people who buy houses, but housing prices are going up much faster than incomes.
Well, and a couple of other things, though, Dr. Sabrin, I want to comment on, and that is government-induced here. So Karen and Levine and I have talked, and it's really been a process of realizing that government policy has really constricted building homeowners or single-family homes. So it's been public policy that has really, in some ways, contributed to that. And then this inflation that we're seeing is government-induced as well, Dr. Sabrin.
Well, absolutely. What you have to look at is at the local level, what's going on, which reduces the supply of housing that otherwise would occur if we had a free market. And this is an example of government overreach, government intervention, and all the other things that government does that doesn't give us good outcomes, just to put it plainly. Government thinks it knows best rather than the real estate people or the people in the automobile industry or any other industry, or medicine, which we talked about the last time I was on. This is an example of government trying to micromanage the economy as a form of central planning. And we know it doesn't work, given the history of central planning throughout the Western world for the past 150 years. And so people like myself who have been advocating this for decades, that we need to free up the economy so buyers and sellers can get together in a harmonious way to achieve their goals. And that's the way a free society works, rather than having government trying to dictate to us and creating mandates as to what the land use policy should be at the local level. Now, you could have some sort of rational land use policy. I'm not opposed to that, but it has to be based upon free market principles as opposed to these overreaching principles or policies that restrict the supply of housing, and that forces up the price of housing throughout the country.
Well, as my good friend Dr. Jill Vecchio says, that when government gets involved, prices go up, quality goes down, supply becomes limited. What's your final thought on that, Dr. Sabrin?
Well, we need to free up the economy in a way that people are not even thinking about it, because the more goods and services come to the marketplace, the natural course of an economy is that prices decline slowly, which as we saw in the last half of the 19th century when we had one of the greatest explosions in economic activity in the 30, 40 years after the Civil War. And that's what we need to do again. We need to free up the economy, stop printing money, stop spending so much, lower taxes, reduce regulation, and we would have the best economy in world history.
And we can do it. It's just going to take the political will and the will of the American people to make that happen. Dr. Sabrin, thank you so much. I wish you and yours a very happy Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is just 1 week from today.
And we know why we have Thanksgiving. It was a revolt against the collectivist policies of the early pilgrims. So let's keep in mind that free enterprise built this country, not slavery. That's, I think, a point that has to be made as well.
Yes, most definitely. So, Dr. Sabrin, we will talk to you again very soon.
Thank you so much, Kim. Take care. I have to thank you to all you and your listeners.
Okay, thanks so much. And Lauren Levy, Karen Levine, we look at these issues through this lens of freedom versus force, force versus freedom. That's really our North Star. And we realize that ultimately socialism comes down to force. And if something's a good idea, you shouldn't have to force somebody, although I did consider that with my kids on a regular basis. But ideally, if something is a good idea, you should not have to force people to do that. And so we search for truth and clarity as we look at these issues and really try to get our brains around this so that you can get your brains around these ideas so that you can talk with your friends and family and hopefully have a great Thanksgiving dinner and conversations there. So let's go to break. Karen's back from the National Convention of the National Association of Realtors. Lauren Levy is in studio. He is a specialist in the mortgage arena, and we're going to talk about housing, the Federal Reserve, all those really interesting things. We'll be right back.
Home ownership and private property rights help you build wealth for you and your family. RE/MAX Alliance award-winning realtor Karen Levine understands this. Supply is super tight right now. This is why you need a seasoned professional with excellent negotiating skills on your side of the table, whether buying or selling an existing home or buying a new build. As a member of the National Association of Realtors Board of Directors, Karen Levine volunteers hours of her time to help you build your American dream. Call her today at 303-877-7516. Again, that's 303-877-7516.
All of Kim's sponsors are an inclusive partnership with Kim and are not affiliated with or in partnership with KLZ or Crawford Broadcasting. If you would like to support the work of the Kim Munson Show and grow your business, contact Kim at her website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com.
Americans Veteran Stories with Kim Munson, Sunday afternoons at 3, here on KLZ 560 AM and KLZ 100.7.
And welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Check out our website. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there, and you can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. In studio with me, it is a Levy Thursday. And in studio is Karen Levine, award-winning realtor with RE/MAX Alliance, and mortgage specialist Lauren Levy with Polygon Financial Group. Karen, let's jump over here to you. You just got back from this big meeting with the National Association of Realtors, and you and I have seen this quote from the World Economic Forum for 2030, we'll own nothing, we'll be happy about it. And I've been concerned that there's been public policy that's moving us towards that. But you said in this big spending bill that there is some good news, and which we're walking in. You said one of the good things is it's gone from like $3 trillion to what, 1.5 or something like that?
1.6.
Okay.
Yeah.
In my mind, I'm thinking, but this is still trillions of dollars of spending. And it reminded me, Lauren, of when I used to take my kids shopping for new athletic shoes. And of course, they wanted the really expensive ones. And we would compromise And I'd walk out of there, and it's like, I'm dating myself now. It's like, oh, we didn't get the $120 shoes. We got the $100 shoes. And then it's like, did I just pay $100 for kids' athletic shoes? So that's kind of how I feel about this $1 trillion bill, Build Back Better bill. So, Karen, tell us about it, though. You said there is some good news.
There is. So we have talked here on the show with regards to our concerns after the election that President Biden was attacking the 1031 like-kind exchange, which is a very awesome mechanism in the real estate investment arena. And it is utilized primarily by Middle America. And
what does it do exactly?
Basically, if you own a real estate property and you've depreciated that property out and you want to continue to invest in real estate, if you sell that property and turn around and buy a like-kind property, your taxable event is postponed.
Okay.
So you will still pay capital gains tax on that eventually down the road, but you can wait it out. Okay. And so they were trying to get rid of that. The best part about...
They, meaning the Biden administration.
Yes, okay. And our administration. So the good part is it did not appear in the bill as it was approved by the Senate, moved to the House, and I would say the National Association of Realtors did a fabulous job with our lobbying efforts to make sure that that was
protected.
And that's huge, again, for Middle America. Yes, there are big investors, you know, Wall Street investors, but the heart of America has been able to build wealth through investing in real estate.
Okay.
So that was super positive. The other thing was, which you had had a concern about taxing unrealized gains. And that was actually proposed with regards to the step-up basis in estates.
Okay.
Again, that did not appear. Not in the Senate version, and thus passed and moved on to the House, and then the president signed it on Monday. So big things that were good for Middle America. So we're very, very happy to have had those achievements. As we move into the next bill, known as the Social Infrastructure Bill, we are going to be looking at the fact that housing is infrastructure, and how do we bring more product ownership product to the marketplace. I think the part that was scary to hear is the number of housing units for sale is at its lowest in almost 50 years. Given the vast scale of underbuilding and the lack of residential investment over 15 years. So we have not been investing in home ownership units literally since we came out of the recession.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Lauren, I'm thinking about this limited supply of housing, public policy. You mentioned it's been 15 years that this has been going on. And this refinancing tool, Lauren, is a great tool for people that want to stay in their home. And here in Colorado, it's very difficult if you would sell that to be able to move into a smaller home or whatever, just because of the way the housing stock is, right, Karen? But I think refinancing, this is a great tool for people. However, it used to be people would get into their later years, they might downsize, and it kind of kept this velocity of housing going. And I do think this public policy has kind of slowed that down, because now people are getting this reverse mortgage and staying in their home, so it slows velocity of housing down. What's your thoughts on that?
I can see, I mean, that's conceivable to me. I think it's more localized than anything. I think, you know, in Colorado it's tough because we talk about downsizing. I have that conversation, excuse me, all the time, but typically people mean downsizing, like they'll sell a single family home and maybe look at a condo, and the condo will be cheaper. The problem is the condo will come with HOA dues that have gotten heavy.
Uh-huh.
And so that you end up with the same payment, which that doesn't really downsize. You might have less square footage, maybe less maintenance on the exterior. You don't have to mow the lawn, but your monthly bill is the same. So that's not truly downsizing. But I think that's when you have a hot housing market and, you know, everything goes quickly, that's what you end up with. And so I can't speak to the rest of, you know, if you move to Iowa, could you downsize? Yeah, but if you want to stay where you want to be, it's really hard to downsize here.
Okay. And with that, Patty had pulled this from the Wall Street Journal. Lauren, and it says that Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac is to back home loans of nearly $1 million as prices soar. So tell us about that.
So every year, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac reanalyze the home prices in America, and they set what's called county loan limits. And they set what the first thing they set is what they determine to be a conforming loan limit, and that simply means that's the highest loan limit that they'll buy. They'll back that loan. Anything above that is considered jumbo. Within the last decade or so, they created this high balance loan, which is in between conforming and jumbo. Some people call it a super conforming. That's that high number they're referring to. So right now for 2020, the conforming loan limit is 548,250. You go above that, you're in jumbo or super conforming. They're raising that to 625,000 next year. So that means Fannie and Freddie will now back loans up to 625,000. The super conforming, which in Colorado has been 596,850.
To be exact.
Yes.
Roughly. In certain places like in Vail or some of these high expensive places, or you're really looking like Los Angeles, San Francisco, that's where they're going to take that thing up to close to $1 million because of the home prices. So they want people to be able to buy those expensive homes without having to necessarily go to what I'll call the Wall Street jumbo market and potentially pay higher rates. They'll insure them up to a higher amount. So they look at it every year, and it goes up every year, but this is a big jump coming next year.
Is this a good idea, or could it create a bubble?
I mean, it's a good idea for homeownership. It mm-hmm. puts added pressure on Fannie and Freddie because it will expand their balance sheets, right? Because now they're insuring $600,000, $700,000 loans where they used to insure $300,000, $400,000 loans. So it'll expand their balance sheet, which if there is a crisis, that's where the government has to step in to save those guys. But them backing those loans is huge for people that want to buy homes. Mm-hmm. I mean, they set the guidelines. They make it easier to buy a home. There's way less paperwork. You don't get in the weeds so much on the loan. So it's a good thing that they're doing it.
Okay. Given the structure now we could talk about the whole free market thing, but that's a whole different thing. Given this structure, you think this is a good idea, Lauren?
Yeah, they have to do this to keep up with home prices. They have to stay current.
Right.
Okay.
But, well, and I think,
Karen,
I think what's interesting is I had a conversation with another person in the mortgage industry earlier this year, and we were having this conversation about conforming loan limits. The amount of appreciation the nation has seen in housing, and then specifically here in the Front Range and in Colorado, when we've been looking at anywhere from 15 to 20% appreciation in a year, and you don't adjust that conforming loan limit, that starts to constrict the ability for people to buy, which is that good or bad in a market that doesn't have enough houses. But as I said to this loan officer, he was like, well, how can this continue to keep going up? Well, it's relative to housing prices. So if the housing prices are going up, it would be appropriate in this structure that they should adjust those loan limits. So I felt it was a good thing that happened.
Okay, I'm wondering if there was a bust, then the taxpayer would be on the hook. However, Lauren, people do have to come to the table with equity on these loans, even up to this $1 million, correct?
Yeah, and yeah, absolutely. And the stuff that Karen's referring to, like we talked earlier, these people now have equity. We're in a different type of market. In 08 and 09, home values were coming down. And people were either had no equity to begin with or were losing it quickly. And so they didn't care if they left. They would just leave the keys on the counter and walk. Mm-hmm. And that home could possibly turn into blight. You know, nobody mm-hmm. would mow the lawn. We don't have that right now. We have home equity. So these people should stay and fight. Or if nothing else, hire like a Karen and put a sign in front of it and do it the right way. Sell at a market price that will support the neighborhood. And then you bring in a new buyer that can afford it and everything works normal.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you shouldn't have these fire sales where if the bank gets the property, they just want their money back. Mm-hmm. So they're just going to sell it to whatever they got to sell it to pay the fees and get their money back.
Okay.
And Lauren could correct me on this, but you made the comment, Kim, about people coming in with a down payment, with an equity position to start with, plus you add appreciation, which is increasing their equity position. But Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac also back the FHA financing and VA financing, which those are two vehicles that afford the American people really first-time homebuyers and our veterans to get into housing with smaller down payments or no down payment. And so the exposure is greater to Fannie and Freddie for those loans, correct?
But the VA is, that's a zero down. There is something called a funding fee on those, and same with FHA. They have
mortgage insurance,
PMI, both on the upfront and on the monthly payment. So that goes into a pool to try to build up a base of a ton of money. So if there are problems like foreclosure and stuff, there's a fund there to step in. Same with the funding fee on the VA side. And the VA is so specialized as like a reward or
benefit.
A benefit to our military that the government should stand behind that. And even if this taxpayer has to step in there, I don't think many people would argue because those people fought for us. Mm-hmm. It's all the other people that were trying to get free rides that the government had to step in. That was really the problem.
Okay. Fascinating. I always learn so much when you two are in here. And I'm talking with Karen Levine. She's an award-winning realtor with RE/MAX Alliance. And Lauren Levy, he is a specialist in the mortgage arena. He's the owner of Polygon Financial Group. We're going to go to break. We're going to continue the conversation. Before we do that, though, another great partner, new partner of the show, is Kirsch Insurance Group. And they are specialists in the Medicare arena. And, of course, we talk about government all the time. And I find it goofy, but you can only make changes to your Medicare plan for 2022 in 2021 from October 15th through December 7th. And December 7th is right around the corner. And you need to set yourself up for success. And in fact, I have one medication I'm supposed to be taking. And I've got to check this out today, you guys, because I went, it's normally like, I think it's been $8 to $12 a month. So I went by to pick it up yesterday, and they said, that'll be $78. I said, $78? And they said, well, actually, that's what you have to pay. It's $600. And I said, you know what? There's a long line behind me, and so I'm not going to chat about this right now, but I'm going to come back tomorrow to talk about that. And I immediately thought, people should check all this out with Kirsch Insurance Group because they have this proprietary software where they can run your prescriptions and figure out what's going on. And I tell you what, that would be a big surprise. That's a big surprise. So be sure and check them out. That is iKirsch, iKirsch.com, iKirsch.com. And be sure and do that now because December 7th is right around the corner and you don't want to have any surprises for 2022. We'll be right back with Karen Levine and Lauren Levy.
Life is more than what we have in the bank. Mary Alpers and Steve Kruse with Three Points Financial understand that comprehensive financial planning is an important component for each individual to thrive and prosper. Three Points Financial provides tax, investment, and retirement planning so that you can achieve your financial independence. With so much public policy uncertainty, it is important to have the professionals at Three Points Financial working for you to navigate those uncharted waters. Check out ThreePointsFinancial.com to schedule your initial consultation to achieve your financial freedom. That's ThreePointsFinancial.com.
Would you have ever dreamed that freedom of speech, freedom of thought, freedom of assembly, and freedom of religion would be under assault and attack in America? Unbelievably, it is happening right before our eyes. That is why it is important to keep free-thinking, independent voices on the airwaves, the internet, and social media. Kim Munson is one of those important voices. Help her keep independence alive. Go to KimMunson.com to contribute to join Kim in the battle of ideas raging in America today. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there, and you can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. Thank you to all of you who support us and in studio with me. It's Karen Levine and Lauren Levy Thursday, great sponsors of the show. Karen's an award-winning realtor with RE/MAX Alliance. That phone number is 303-877-7516, 303-877-7516. And Lauren Levy is the owner of Polygon Financial Group, and he's an expert in the mortgage arena. He can help with new loans, a new house, a refinance, a reverse mortgage, and I know your number, too. It's 303-880-8881.
It's the easiest number on the planet.
Well, I was going to say my cell phone is, but I don't think I'll give that out over the air. That number for Lauren is 303-880-8881. Before we get into some of these other headlines, Karen, I got this in the mail, And it is the DeVito Dreammakers Annual Christmas Customer Appreciation Event. And this is something that you and your team do where your clients can meet Santa Claus. And it's such a neat thing.
It's awesome. DeVito Dreammakers has been doing it, I want to say, for over a decade, if not longer. And as most of the listeners know, I joined the team last October. And we had a Santa event last year that was contactless and safe. And we had a lot of families that were able to come to a safe environment with their kids and see Santa Claus. And this year, it will be on December 11th. And we are seeing great response, but we have saved three spots for the Kim Munson Show listeners. So if there are families out there that want to get involved, give me a call at 303-877-7516, and we can get you plugged into a timeline, time spot. And we'll have face painters and character artists and Santa Claus, of course.
And coffee and cookies. So again, for three of our listeners, if you reach out to Karen at 303-877-7516, you can bring the kids to meet Santa on Saturday, December 11th, 10 a.m. to noon. And as you mentioned, there will be pictures with Santa, face painter, an artist, coffee, cookies, goodies, and more. And again, 303-877-7516. There will be three lucky families. I would recommend that you reach out. And they can text you at that number.
Oh, definitely.
Correct?
Uh-huh.
That might be easiest.
Yeah.
Okay.
Text me and we'll get you plugged in to a spot in the schedule.
Okay. Very good. Okay. Want to talk about a couple of other things here. First of all, home prices here, Karen. Patty found this from the Center Square. The Colorado home prices were up 50% in last year as this inventory lags. So what's your comments on that?
Well, I don't think we're up 50%.
15. 15. Oh. 1-5. Sorry.
I was like, oh, yeah, that would be true. 15. Yeah, I would say statewide, that's exactly where we're at. Depending, real estate is local. So depending on where your home is, you could be a little bit lower, a little bit higher. But we have definitely seen an extreme price increase. I think along the Front Range, the median or / average price, I may have them backwards, but we're at about $658,
okay.
$675.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's been challenging. But as Lauren has noted, we have the lowest interest rates we've seen ever. And when there will be, right, Lauren, an adjustment in interest rates upward at some point here in the future. When that happens, that appreciation potentially, it should, Keynesian economics, should pull back that appreciation rate.
Some of the rate of appreciation.
Yeah, so we'll continue to see appreciation in real estate, but it won't be as robust as interest rates start to move.
Okay. And Lauren, with that, right now with interest rates low, and I think we probably all agree that the government is keeping them artificially low, but when you're looking at this inflation, if you can get into your home and get a fixed for quite some time, that's at least something that you can control regarding inflation, correct?
100%. I have that conversation, I'd say daily, but it might be more than daily, because there are people who are coming to us to take money out of their home that they have equity because they can borrow it at 3%, because we talk about it's hard to find yield and maybe get into some sort of other investment that their financial people may have for them, that even if it pays 4, you come out ahead. And so they're taking advantage of these really low rates just to get the access to the money so that they can invest it elsewhere, not put it in the bank, not put it in a money market, but
put it in, you know, real estate.
You could put it in real estate. They could buy another home. Yeah, they could,
yeah,
buy another home with what the stock market's been doing. I'm not advocating for taking your home equity and putting it in the stock market, because we know what can happen. But the people that can handle that level of risk, and they would know that with their financial people, are doing that at some level as well, because the stock market's been the place to make money. And so, you know, also real estate. So people are taking advantage of these low rates, not just to lower their payment. Some people don't even have a payment, but they're taking money out and generating a payment because it's so low to leverage that money into other investments.
And again, we are not giving any investment advice on this, but that is a strategy that you mentioned that people are using, because interest rates are so low. It's cheap money. It is going to get more expensive at some
theoretically.
Point in time. Theoretically.
I've been saying that since 2008. Mm-hmm. There's been little blips here and there where it spikes up quarter, half point. Then something happens that the government doesn't like, the Federal Reserve doesn't like, and they get back in the market and drive it back down, and then it spikes. So it's been this hill, but low hill.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we don't know. People look at Japan, for example. Their interest rates have been low for 30 years and have never spiked back up. That's an L-shaped curve, and that's a whole different economic thing. But
is there a lot of government intervention in the Japanese
yeah.
market?
Yeah,
okay. 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 Well, we'll continue this conversation every month for sure. We're just in very interesting times. But with the government flooding money into the economy, it has to go someplace. And I think that one of the reasons the stock market is up so high is there's and the real estate inventory is low, that where can money go? And interest rates are low. So I think that in a way that may be artificially keeping the market up as well. Karen, your thoughts?
Well, what's interesting to me is I have, excuse me, a developer friend. He has a couple projects in the pipeline. One over by St. Anthony Central, you know, where St. Anthony's moved out to Lakewood. Been working on these projects for several years. When he was coming, you know, initially into his planning, these were all ownership units that he was getting ready to build. He hasn't come out of the ground yet. And during this period of time, available money out of Wall Street, investor money, is basically saying they will be rental units. He said, I can't get financing for home ownership
units. Why is that?
And I'm trying to understand that, what's happening in Wall Street. But we've seen and had the conversation about these big Wall Street investors coming in and buying up entire neighborhoods in parts of our nation. It's been happening here in Colorado along the Front Range, a house at a time, a condo or townhome at a time, mostly single family housing. So Wall Street sees the investment benefit in real estate, and they're taking homes and making them rental property and getting them out of the hands of home ownership. So we've had the conversation here on the show. If you're a seller in today's market and you have multiple offers in front of you and you have a lender, one of those offers is a homeowner, and you have a lender the caliber of Lorne, or Lorne provided you the lender letter, it is going to go to the closing table and you're going to afford somebody home ownership in your community, not another rental property.
And I think a lot of people would appreciate that a lot. I wanted to, and you just kind of highlighted this, but this is something that was in the Colorado Sun. And Zillow, apparently they had spent big in Colorado's Front Range this summer buying homes. They were going to flip them. And they've decided that they're getting out of that business.
Hasn't really worked out well for them.
Okay. What's your comments on that?
good for the free market in the world of real estate. And alternative buying opportunities, real estate models are great because that creates competition. Zillow opened the door for a lot of conversation with regards to real estate. But they did. They came in and they bought sellers' homes, a very easy transaction. Here's an offer. We'll pay you cash. You can move out kind of on your terms. You know, we'll work with you so you can go to your new home. They bought homes at inflated prices, and we are seeing actual houses of clients that chose to use Zillow because of the money Zillow offered them, and we're watching their homes. They don't own them anymore. Zillow does. And the prices are being
cut down.
So Zillow announced that program they have ceased doing.
Okay.
So they found, the beauty is, they went out into the marketplace as a free market. They tried it. The market loved it initially, but the bottom line to them was not positive. So they're not going to do that anymore.
And they're not getting a bailout.
Nope.
That was the decision they made. So.
Yeah.
Okay. Before we get into our final thoughts,
great.
I wanted to make sure that we also gave a shout out to Castlegate Knife and Tool, a great family-owned business, another great sponsor of the show. They're located in Sedalia, Colorado, and they are opening up on, I think on the 20th, a pop-up store in the Castle Rock Mercantile. And they have all kinds of great gifts for Christmas. You can actually buy it, wrap it, put it under the tree, and check that out. So there's the location in Sedalia. There's going to be this pop-up store at the Castle Rock Mercantile. And then, of course, their great website. That is castlegate.com, castlegate.com. It's always great to have you both in studio. I learned so much. And Karen, let's go to you first. What would be the final thought that you'd like to leave with our listeners? You've just gotten back from this big meeting.
I would just say to the listeners today that not all real estate professionals are created alike, because not all real estate licensees have chosen to be a member of the National Association of Realtors. And in joining the National Association of Realtors, you become a realtor. Not all of us are realtors, but I am. And the work that we are doing on behalf of homeownership throughout America is good work. And so always ask when you're interviewing a real estate professional, have they chosen to be a member of the Realtor Association?
Well, and you give time on the local and the state and the national level to protect home ownership and protect property rights. And you've been in this business for a long time. There's a lot of data points in a transaction. Mm-hmm. And you want to have Karen Levine on your side of the table. That phone number is 303-877-7516. Lauren Levy, Polygon Financial Group, mortgage specialist. What's your final thought?
I think my final thought is I talk to a lot of people, and I'm seeing it a little bit now, where they call to find out what rate might be, and then they want to think about it, which is totally fair. You know, you want to talk to a spouse, think about it. But I just want them to understand that rates move sometimes throughout the day, sometimes multiple times throughout the day. And it's not always for the worse. They don't always go higher. Sometimes they go down, depending on what the stock market is doing in the bond market. But if you see something you like, move, do it. You know, because a couple days later, rates can jump on you. And so don't think about it too long. Just get locked into these rates and take advantage of them. You can always do it again later if they move lower. Mm-hmm. But I don't want people to miss out on an opportunity to save money while they were thinking about it.
So I think, Lauren, what you're saying is when opportunity knocks, answer the door. Mm-hmm. Great to have both of you here. Thanks, Karen. Thanks, Lauren. And our quote again by John Maynard Keynes. He says, by a continuing process of inflation, government can confiscate secretly and unobserved an important part of the wealth of their citizens. So my friends today, be grateful. Read great books, think good thoughts, listen to beautiful music, communicate and listen well, live honestly and authentically, strive for high ideals, and like Superman, stand for truth, justice, and the American way. My friends, you are not alone. God bless you, and God bless America.